half of Khloe Kardashian.
And guess who's been booking Nia Long's travel? Yep, it's her man's other woman.
Ooh. Welcome to Dish Nation!
And here to chop it up about the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion and more, it's actress and Georgia Peach herself, Drew Sidora.
Hey. You already know. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back with y'all. Y'all know the vibes. But you got first, Brad. What's up, girl?
Yo, let me tell you, girl. After lots of speculation about this year's Super Bowl halftime show, Rihanna herself confirmed, y'all, that she will be doing the show by dropping this pic of a football in her hand. And she captioned it with a period, or should that be period with a T? Either way, darling, Bravo's Watch What Happened Live's account nailed the analysis by saying NFL's equals National Fenty League. Yeah.
I love it.
And of course, the fact that she's doing this performance got fans all excited, thinking it means a new album coming soon, y'all. Mm-hmm. For Riri, this would be the perfect time for her to put that out. Mm. Y'all excited for this halftime show?
I feel like Rihanna at this point is kind of like the Great Pumpkin. I think we're about to get treated to a Fenty, home shopping network.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope so. Infomercial.
Yes.
You want the Fenty lingerie all over the 50-yard line.
It's something grand. You better know that.
No.
Iconic.
Yes. I know y'all all like, but we haven't heard from her ass in years.
That's why she goes.
Who cares?
No, don't try it, Gary.
I do think the album is coming. You're not going to miss an opportunity to drop an album before you do the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Bella said what she said. That's what she's saying.
I want to hear her do that.
I don't want to hear that mess.
We've been being teased with the album for so long. Like, I saw a video of her going to the studio the other day. I think it's because she forgot her earrings. Like, we're getting everything but music.
I like Rihanna. She's obviously been super busy. But also, do you want to follow last year's Super Bowl? Like, that's a tough act to follow.
It is.
Last year's was lit.
She can handle it.
Rihanna. It's Riri. Yeah. She got this.
I wonder who else do you think she would bring to the stage with her?
Whoever she want to.
And I love that she went away. You know what I mean? Like, not the oversaturation. Yeah, like, make us want you, Riri.
And that's what
I'm here
done.
For. It.
We are thirsty.
So y'all think the NFL is doing all this for reparations or something?
What do you mean?
I mean, because they had blacks last year, and they're doing blacks every year now. I just asked.
No.
Okay, moving on. It is time for a smash. Looks like Khloe Kardashian might have a new baby, and I'm not talking about her infant child.
Oh.
I know it. Over the weekend, she was in Milan for the Dolce & Gabbana fashion show featuring their collab with sister Kim K, and everyone noticed Coco had a new friend, Italian singer and actor Michaela Marrone. He popped into the show, dropped a cozy pic with her on his IG story, and then looked very flirty while chatting her up at an after party.
Looking so good, too, right? She was so skinny, itty-bitty. And Tanner, check this out. Mm-hmm. Northwest parody account, Nori's Black Book, also shared this pic and said, he doesn't play basketball, so it's already a win in my eyes.
Look.
We did it, Joe! So, I mean, are you guys happy as Nori's Black Book about this new guy? Like, how you feeling about it?
Brad, Headcrack, and Drew, y'all all should be offended.
Why?
I'm not excluding you, Tanner, because...
Because he white?
Yeah, because he white. How dare she? This woman is offending black people. They said, once you go black, you never go back. She has gone back, and this is ridiculous.
She's been abandoned by the
experience was
ridiculous.
Not great at all. So yeah, can't do that.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous.
Like, if she could write a Yelp review, like, it would
be offensive. Okay, like, Rotten Tomatoes over here.
Not the Yelp review.
Yeah. Now, if this guy runs off on her, they need to treat her like an abandoned mine shaft and just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. But,
But I like her. I like her with anyone but an athlete at this point, especially NBA players because they travel so much.
Well, okay, last week we talked about Nia Long's man, Ime Udoka, having an affair with a Celtics staff member and his suspension that followed that. Well, they say more will be revealed, and it has. Now, apparently, the woman in question was in charge of booking travel for the Boston Celtics, which means for Ime, that sometimes included travel for Nia as well.
Damn.
Trips to the Celtics game, but also Nia's relocation to Boston just a few weeks ago. So she was already all the way in the mix.
She knew when Nia was going to be in and out of town, when to get in herself, and when not,
don't like it. Like, she just moved her and her son. He just started school. This is tragic.
Beyond tragic. This should teach our ladies something, honey.
What?
First of all, honey, you don't trust no damn body. Not no Brad be like, well, Gary, no, in my ass. You don't trust the maid. You don't trust the assistant. You don't trust, now, Drew, you should know better.
No, you can't trust no assistants. I'll put you on that, Gary. Nah. We here.
You're going to be lonely.
Well, I'm going to be lonely.
If you don't give somebody a chance.
No, sir. Yeah.
You have to try.
What?
You don't like being lonely all the time. You complain about it all the damn time.
Yeah, but you see what this helper did?
But don't use him as an example. You your own person.
No, ma'am. Well, Maria Strive was on that person, too. She had a maid. Nobody grins in my damn face, bitch. Get away.
Nobody grins in your face?
No, sir, I don't like it.
How long have you been
Stephanie
single?
Mills wrote the song, honey, keep away, girls. This one's all mine.
Gary is so not trusting that he removed the mirrors from his house because he don't want nobody in his house but him.
That's right. I don't trust him. Okay, honey, I'm serving you housewife, honey. I'm serving you Drusadora.
Uh-uh.
Realness, baby.
Brazilian curly, honey.
It was a messy per usual on the final part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. But, honey, I saw a clip on social media of you, Drew, being real petty, honey, in the most fabulous way, honey, with Miss Sonya Richards-Roth.
Not the hair flick, girl. Like, floop, floop. What's the story behind this moment? I mean, Sonya looked like she was ready to snatch your wig.
Was she?
I don't know.
She ain't ready. You know what? We from Chicago, right? You know you can't poke. You can't poke and poke. You're going to get something back.
Okay.
And that's what I did. And it was fabulous. Just a little flick of the hair, honey. That's all.
A little flick of the wrist.
A little flick of the hair, yes.
Now, we also saw that Cherie bought out some merch. Did you get to keep any of the products from She by Cherie?
It was giving screen printed is what I was like, I didn't see this at the fashion show. And y'all want some tea? After it was over, she was literally confiscating everything. So, I need all of it back. Yeah, we didn't get to keep it. I have no She by Cherie.
OMG.
Were y'all able to buy
it? They made a grand entrance bringing the rack out and everything. She picked it. Did Andy get to keep it?
I don't know, but she was
Surely
confiscating
Andy.
It all.
He put his shirt on
and took it right
y'all
back off.
Y'all should have put your on.
Baby. Are you okay? Are you suffocating, baby?
Okay, you show me how to pet hair flick.
Try it.
You throwed it.
We gonna work on that. We go.
Somebody call 911.
Get out of it. Just leave it alone.
Just leave it.
I'm trying to climb out.
No.
All right. Hey, well, we all know about Dropping It with Drew, but you're also dropping music. Your new single, Already Know, is pretty steamy, and it's produced by your husband, Ralph Pittman Jr. Y'all listen to this.
I know my love and it different when we switching positions. Ain't gotta ask me whose is it, cause you already know. Got me whipping it up in the kitchen. Discoursing on who we finish.
I already know what's up.
You do.
So when we gonna get a visual? I mean, we need to see what goes with the song.
I'm right. I need a feature. That's
you don't need to.
Brad, what's up with a feature,
no, we need
Brad?
To know what's going on. We need the video.
It's coming.
Okay. Did you shoot it?
She's dancing. You know I'm gonna let you know.
Okay.
You're gonna be the first.
Did you say
to
she's
know.
Dancing?
She's dancing now.
Come on.
We're giving choreography.
You better work, bitch.
Yeah.
Is it an easy to learn dance?
It is. It's gonna be. You know, y'all do a TikTok for me. We can do a TikTok.
Oh, you can do that.
TikTok coming soon.
That little Kim
on
dance
Dish
like
Nation.
She's flying.
Yeah, you gonna drop the premiere on Dish? Come on.
Yes, coming up, someone wants to make it very clear that these two celebrities named Adam are not the same. Ooh, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Pitch Perfect star Adam Devine wants to clear up any confusion that might arise surrounding his name. Mm. He recently took to IG to remind fans that he is not Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine.
Mm.
His post featured his wife, actress Chloe Bridges, and he assured fans that the couple was happier than ever. He wrote, "Just want to post this and say that my wife, Chloe Bridges, and I are doing great and going strong. I am not Adam Levine. He's a different guy and a worse singer. We are, however, naming our future baby Sumner."
Oh, wow.
I kind of feel like we need to start calling him Adam Lameme. Drew, do you think he was being shady towards Adam Lameme?
Absolutely. He was like, I am pitch perfect. Like, let's not get it twisted.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And if you forgot who he was, he was just letting you know so you could stay in the press as well.
Yeah.
Refresh your memory. And his wife probably said, oh, you going to tell them that ain't you.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, my husband's not a cheater, and all you got is your good name. You got to clear that up.
Has anybody ever showed up on y'all's comments or DMs thinking you were somebody else sending you hate?
Not really.
I can't really beat nobody
There's
else.
Only one me.
There's only one
right.
T.
We're all so irreplaceable.
Okay.
Very specific in what we do and what they
yeah,
search
right.
for.
Who I am, yeah.
He must not know about me. Irreplaceable, darling.
All right, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Baby Report.
Well, y'all, Alec Baldwin is officially a father of 8. Mm-hmm. He and his wife, Hilaria Baldwin, welcomed their 7th baby together, a daughter named Hilaria Catalina Irina Baldwin. Okay?
All right, baby.
And get this, Hillary's mom's name is Catherine and her grandmother's name was Irene. So it appears that baby number 7 is named after the Spanish versions of Hillary's family names.
Hilaria.
Wow.
Yo. 7 under 7. That's brutal.
And especially at the age of 64, it's a very adventurous age to have a kid because, you know, you're in the 4th quarter.
That's a lot to keep up with.
Or the end of the 3rd.
But I think he's slick and he have it on baby so they don't go to the pen.
I was thinking about it. Trouble
because
he pulled a trigger.
That's right.
I don't think anything's gonna happen to him.
I think he's gonna get some type of trouble. He might not go to jail, but there's something.
Really?
Yeah, something's gonna happen. He pointed the gun and pulled the trigger.
But he ain't black, so that means he might not go to jail.
Yeah, he might not go. You're right. He might not go to jail.
Well,
at least he got an Irina Catalina Bocina.
Exactly.
And at least he's listening. Fruitful and multiplied. Okay.
But they gave this kid all the Spanish names that Hilaria wanted for herself. And it was unable to have. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It was all her, like, international personality.
Well, moving on. Looks like Todd Bridges is now a married man, y'all. Right?
What you talking about, Willis?
Reportedly, he tied the knot to designer Betty Jo in front of 70 guests on Wednesday in Beverly Hills, California. And talk about a whirlwind romance, y'all. Apparently, Todd and his new wife, they met 9 months ago on a dating app and got engaged only after about 6 months later.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
And she comes from a big Mormon family, and Todd's now stepdad to her 4 kids.
Really?
Wow. Right?
He's like Mr. Drummond now.
Step right in.
World don't move.
9 months is short. I mean, I got married. Well, no, I was pregnant and had a baby within 8 months. So what can I say? And for the record, no, we did not get married because I was pregnant.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because that'll be the next headline. Uh-huh. But we did. We got married after 5 months of dating. So, you know, when you know, you know.
I think you can get married, meet today and get married a month later, because my thing is this here. If you don't like each other, divorce. Is that simple? So
not divorce.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't just do it online real quick.
Divorce, though. Like, what's the point of getting married?
Girl, I mean, I thought I liked you 5 months ago.
Gary, could you ever date somebody who had 4 kids already? And be their stepdad?
Ooh.
4?
Well, yeah, because they can't come to my house. But they're going to be with my mom.
What kind of parent you going to be? You just going to meet out and then...
Little bucket.
Hi. Hey, kid.
I got a stepdad, but I can't go in his house.
Right.
Wow.
Man, baby.
Right on
the baby drum song. Piping hot tea, honey, in his new song about Megan Thee Stallion. Details after the break.
No.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. All right, seems like DaBaby is kissing and telling. On Friday, he released a new track called The Boogeyman and revealed that he allegedly got up close and personal with Meg Thee Stallion's cakes. The lyrics claim that he had sex with her the day before she said that Tory Lanez shot her.
Impressive. Now, the lyrics are pretty savage and pretty forthtelling. Do you guys really think this went down between Meg and DaBaby, or you think he's, doing his thing for clout?
I'm sick of men. Because y'all talking too much. What happened to the man that whatever he did, he kept it to his damn self? Now men are talking more than women, honey. I mean, they might as well call them queens, and we might as well be men. Because we don't keep... put our business all out there like that.
That's a long time to keep a secret, though. Like, to have that information and hold it close to your chest for about a year and some change like he did.
What is the point of putting this out now?
Maybe him and Tori are good friends.
Yeah.
This past weekend, Meg was on the iHeart Festival stage and declared that she'll do whatever she wants to do with her body whenever she feels like it with her body.
Okay.
She does. Yep. So y'all think that was a good response to the song? I mean, it is her body.
Yeah, but I mean,
maybe
I don't
she
like
wanted
that.
To sleep with him if this did happen, and it was her choice, so she did it.
I'm just happy she doesn't have a height requirement because you know, Tori and the baby are both like you know fun sized people, and then like
how tall are these
they
men?
They definitely had to crawl up.
Are they 5'7"?
Yeah,
5'7"?
They definitely thousand. Like under 5'8".
Under 5'8"? Tall enough to ride. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, everybody, it's time for a
dish debate.
So we should call this Uber driver out of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, Karma. Mm. Woo, this Uber driver hopped on social media and detailed how she exposed her cheating passenger, y'all. Listen to this.
Today I picked up a guy. His wife and his kids walked him out to the car, said, I love you, daddy, blah, blah, blah. So we go and we pull up at the stop and this lady comes out and she's got a little bit of luggage, like a handbag and a tote, a small tote. She gets in and she's like, I am so glad you finally got away from your damn wife. Things didn't turn out so well for him. I took him back to his house. I drove up and made him and her get out of my car at his home where his wife and his kids were.
Ooh.
Okay, vigilante. Five
now,
stars.
Was she right, y'all, or should she have, like, minded her own business?
She should have minded her own business, honey, because that's how you get killed.
She took this personal. I feel like this has happened to her before.
Yes.
Yeah. And she was bitter about something that she didn't resolve herself.
I live for this Uber lady. It was giving PTSD. Don't play with me. I'm here for it. Like, a wife needs to know.
I wonder what happened.
Oh, I want to know what happened, too. Like, what happened after?
Did the wife and kids come out?
Right.
You know, that man left her one star, that's for sure, though.
Absolutely. Oh,
child. Him and that lady started hauling ass down the street so that wife and kids didn't come out. I bet you that.
And they must have been making out of something, because how do you not realize you circling back to your block? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're in the danger zone. Mm-hmm. I could only hope that she pulled up in front of his house and started, like,
blowing the horn.
Leaning on the horn hard.
Yeah. She is doing the good work, okay?
Yeah. Not so the good work of the Lord.
Yeah, the good work of the Lord, honey.
Not the good work of the Lord.
Up next, y'all, Travis Barker gives his wifey, Kourtney Kardashian Barker, a germy kiss.
Yummy.
We'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
There's no denying the love between Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. The two are always displaying affection any chance they get. Now, Travis is taking PDA to the next level, though. Kourtney reposted a video to our IG stories of her hubby kissing her face on a public poster, advertising season 2 of the Kardashians. Now, COVID's still out here in these streets, despite what Joey B just said. You gotta be careful out there. Now, Kourtney quoted that Travis said, I don't care how dirty that is, that's my wife.
Man, I don't care what y'all say out there. They having problems. When a person always talk about their mate and do this about their mate and kiss poses and stuff like that, honey, they having problems.
Absolutely not.
This seems very real
to me. It does.
Kissing a poster?
Yes.
But bring her ass with you then. Why he didn't bring her with him?
Well, she was in Germany with him just like a couple days before.
Okay, well, he ain't got to kiss no poster and she just left.
Well, I think he was missing her because she was gone.
Well, that's the same.
Like, I wish my husband would do that, you know?
You don't think he would if he saw the poster in public?
I would hope he would, but he would probably have some sanitizer like right after and just pile it
up. There ain't no real kiss then.
It's not real.
It's not if he's wiping down sanitized, kiss it with your lips. I don't need no sanitizer.
Somebody out there watching Dish Nation, find a photo of Gary out in the wild and kiss it so our bitter Betty over here
can feel the love.
They're going to cut a hole in that poster and do something terrible to it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.